ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be.
Hello. Welcome. It's yours truly, Dr. AJ Austin. I am founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, where I train Black women of faith to become certified life coaches online in 1 day. Is it possible, Dr. AJ, with your terracotta nail polish on today? Yes, it is possible. We have 185 coaches! Congratulations to our recent graduating coaches. I'm so proud of our ladies. So, that's our roster. Those are our receipts. I'm already getting chilly, so let me put my little throw blanket over my knees here while I come on and talk to you about why you should become a Black woman Christian certified life coach as well. So I'm going to take a moment and pull up my Facebook page so that I can also copy, paste, and share on our Facebook group for Future Black Life Coaches, where we got some really fun events coming up. I'm so excited to share those opportunities with you guys. So if you've been in the market, if you've been looking, if you've been wondering, if you've been researching, now is the time. Okay, so Facebook does not want me to be great and share my live. So we'll have to get creative here. So I've been reading this really good book about being a top coach, a successful coach, and why most people never make it, right? And so what I love about what I do is that I get to go out and do the research for you. And in this book, they are literally saying the same thing that I've been saying ever since I've been training coaches as to what we should be doing and how to make this thing called coaching work and why a lot of people just really won't be who God has created them to be. Now, I put the God part in there. They ain't talking about God, but I do, because we are Black women Christian certified life coaches. Thank you very much. And so, you got to get out of research mode. It's time, because people need you. And I tell you that on every live. Like, do you even believe me? Do you even be listening to what I be talking about? Oh, you know, I had to say with a little accent. Because, shawty, it's time. Now I can get a little Atlanta ghetto with you, okay? So as we bring in our future Black women here in our Facebook group, say hello when you come in the room. Talk to me, chat with me. I haven't seen you guys in a few days. I'm going to peek behind my camera really quick to share this. But yeah, let me know you're here. Sometimes Facebook does not want to let me talk to you. I see y'all there. Hey, y'all. So we got an event coming up, a couple actually, but my most favorite one that is just so God inspired and God downloaded, and he just gave it to me and I just put it out there, is our pre-certification course. So again, for those of you who are stuck in like research mode of, am I called? Am I qualified? Am I chosen for such a time as this? Can I really be a coach? Who will really pay me? Girl, we about to get down to the nitty gritty. Like, I want you to think of this as the SATs of life coach certification, especially for Black women, Black Christian women, okay? Because it's time to diagnose your skills, see where you are, see what you have to offer the world, and let's make some money, child. You playing. I'm showing up here. And that's part of the 5 reasons that it's okay for you to say yes to finally become a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Sis, let me see if I can get us going on Clubhouse. I may not be able to. Both of my phones are occupied. But let's see. So, you playing, but God has a plan. Hey, come on, somebody with a word on today. So, I'm hanging out with y'all tonight, okay? Not for long. I never am on here long. Start a room with anyone on Clubhouse. I'm looking at my small phone. So we'll say, I always forget my title when I try to do this. So we'll go with 5 reasons to become, slow typing, a black woman, Christian, certified life coach. Okay. I've been having to talk myself through these little bitty buttons. Black woman, become a black. 5 reasons to become. Hey, y'all, talk to me. Because I'm getting caught up in this title. Christian certified. It won't let me put my whole title in there. What should I say? Black woman certified life coach. They'll know we say by the conversation. Hey, come on. Coach. There we go. Lord Jesus. There we go. Whew. That took a lot. Hey, Clubhouse. It's been a minute. Y'all see me on Clubhouse? Look at me. All right, Facebook. So we got you live. If I had my iPad, I could pull up Instagram. I miss the days when I used to triple stream with y'all, okay? So again, yours truly, Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, where I train Black women of faith to become certified life coaches online in one day. And you're going to be one of those life coaches if you hang in there with me long enough. Okay. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience. So I'm reading this book. It's really good. I took some notes because it sparked an idea for us to do some digging deeper as to why you should become a coach. And it is 5 reasons. Hey, Cynthia Custer, how are you? So number one, let me tell you the main reason that coaches of all races and genders and cultures and religious beliefs, values, backgrounds, socioeconomic status and the like, we get hired for different reasons. So if you're not a coach, here's what you have to look forward to by becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Number one, coaches get hired because of their life experience. And so this topic is a really hot topic for those of you who I have had conversation with and you're like, you know, doesn't my life story or what I've been through in my life qualify me to coach people? And while your life story, and they just put it so good in this book, I just read it before I went live. And I put it like this, your life story does not qualify you to just randomly coach people. They put it like, you can coach people off your life experience if you and that person are identical. Y'all have lived the exact life. You're the same age. You're from the same background. You have the same education. You see how like impossible that is? Even if you're twins, you still have different life experiences. I know there's a study, and I talked with my mentor about this, about even kids growing up in the same household, how we have all had different experiences from our parents, our neighborhoods, our school systems. We all live different lives. And so it's impossible for you to take your life and try to put it on someone else's and thinking that what you did or what you've been through is going to work exactly for them like it did for you. It's impossible. However, while you can't coach on just your life experience or you've been through alone, you can take what you've been through, how you overcame it. Like if you were to look back, let me think of something recent. It'll come to me. But if you were to look back and just the most recent thing you've been through, whether you were like, in my case, I was homeless. So I can look back through what got me out of my car, starting from getting the help of family and friends, to looking up resources nearby, to being gifted. I was gifted a car. I was gifted a home, you know. But it was also about showing up, doing the research, doing the work, putting myself in the right scenarios, praying, talking to the Lord, being faithful over few so he can make me rule over me. So that is solutions. I could write a book about that alone. You have something like that in your life that got you from where you were to where you currently are. And while it's not about you taking your exact life experiences and putting it on people, because child, I wouldn't wish what I done been through on nobody. No, I don't care how much you get on my nerves. You don't want to be where I was, okay? But if you want to know how I got out of it and how you can avoid it, here are 5 steps based on my own personal experience. And then you can give the disclaimer that, listen, this worked for me. I'm just telling you what I know, because that's how you can help people. So that's my motto as a coach. You can coach based on something that you've been through. You can also coach based on something that you haven't been through. But when you have that personal experience, that when you can tell that story with the minute details of living in a women's shelter with screaming kids on the bottom bunk and how creepy it felt at night and talks of roaches and rats and not having food and having to get away, just go for a walk so you can think clearly to yourself. Like, those are little minute details that if only you have been through this process, you could tell the details of that story. And then you can connect with someone who's like, I'm in that situation right now. What do I need to do? Okay, you're like, okay, step one, here's a number to call, blah, blah, blah. You see how you have your own solution, your own methods, but you're not necessarily saying, go and tell them. This is what you need to do. Like, you are not coming preachy. You're not coming with your own opinions. You're not sharing advice. You're simply sharing your life experience. And let me show you how that's going to help you stand out as a coach. Number one, people are going to appreciate how brave you are for sharing your story. Like, some people would never tell that part of their story. I've heard some stories. I've shared some stories. I still share stories. I will continue to share stories because that was my promise with God. Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise to go share your word, help your people, help spread the gospel, the good news, tell them of how you brought me over. Okay. Speaking of, so you can also be at the same church with other people and y'all are getting the same word, but 2 different perspectives, understandings, revelations, spiritual downloads. Y'all going to go out and apply that word different ways. So again, our goal as coaches is not to take our life experience and try to slather it all over somebody else with like it's lotion and everybody ashy. Everybody ain't ashy, sis. Everybody ain't got the same skin. Everybody ain't got oily skin. Everybody ain't got normal skin. Everybody ain't got dry. Okay. We can keep going on with this analogy, but I think you get it right. Everybody does not live the exact life. However, you can take your been through and how God brought you out and make note of that because it counts. You didn't go through it in vain. The Bible talks about our gift comes without repentance. So you don't have to be like, oh, well, I've only did this or I haven't done that. You don't have to apologize for where you've been, but just take your been through. And now let's take it to step 2. #bars. Y'all know I got bars. Right. Did y'all even notice that rhymed? I did last second. So life experience is number one reason that coaches get hired and why you could potentially become a professionally trained, skilled Black woman Christian certified life coach with yours truly in our upcoming pre-certification. If you want more information, check out futureblacklifecoaches.com. futureblacklifecoaches.com. That's our private Facebook group. It's our Christian coaching community. It is complimentary. The trainings that we do in there, sometimes they're complimentary. This one is only $97. We're going to dig deep into not only your been through and your life experience, we're going to talk about number 2, your work experience. Now, work experience can be used as a reason that Black women get hired. I'm going to tell you why. It's a lot of fun because your work experience, I don't know about y'all, but I'm that colleague or coworker that can start a job or used to start a job back in the day. And before you know it, everybody loves me. They sitting in my office telling me all their business. They're asking about my weekend. They miss me when I'm not there. I'm getting text messages from, we could be on the same like campus, but you know, they're keeping me abreast of what's going on. You know, like I become that person in the office, even in church. When I would volunteer, I would end up in the front office. Just, it's the gift. It's the anointing that's on our lives. We're just called forward. And our light attracts a lot of people. And so when you learn how to work your light, that becomes a bonus, a benefit of becoming a coach. It also becomes a reason why people hire coaches. They're looking for their ray of sunshine. They're looking for their confidant in you. They're looking for their accountability partner. And I love what the book that I'm reading talks about too. It's talking about not only how to be a successful coach, but the reason that as we grow successful as coaches, we need to keep a coach in our life, because while we can help other people, it's nothing like someone else holding you personally accountable for where you say God is taking you for your vision and for your destiny as a coach. So again, I'm putting the gospel spin on it, a little gospel stank on it with the spirituality, Christian component of the book. However, these are my notes. Okay, so number one, we talked about your life experience. Number two, we're talking about work experience, because everybody's looking for that work bestie, that work wife, that person who after hours you want to sit and debrief about what happened in the office. You may not necessarily be best friends, but you stand out for a reason over other people. Coaches get hired because of that. My favorite story to share about being brought in as kind of like a secret shopper slash coach and trainer was with a program here in Georgia. I'm not sure what it's called where you are, but it's called CASA, and it stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate or something like that. It's been years ago. I was not even certified as a coach when I was invited. They learned of my background in training and development, and I was invited to go through the CASA training. I didn't have intentions on becoming a CASA advocate, but I went through the full process under the agreement that I would secretly, unbeknownst to my classmates, help them see how to improve the CASA program for my county in my state, which is Georgia. It was my favorite, because while I was sitting and learning how our court system worked, I love kids. And so anything to help a child, you know, and this was my contribution back to that component. So while I could not personally commit to the role of a CASA, I was brought in as a coach behind the scenes, seeing how the CASA workers are trained, and then giving suggestions, asking questions, picking the brains of the other trainers on how to make the curriculum better, how to get more engagement from all, what do they call them, players. From the CASA representative, the judges, the children, the parents, the school system. It was just really, really exciting. But knowing that, I got that because I stood out in my work experience, having come from a background of youth services, working on my college campus as I graduated college. I was over a program that prepped kids for college early. So these were babies, like barely out of toddler stage. Whatever you call between a toddler and a preteen, these are kids that were getting ready to go places. And I was their on-site advocate for a mega university here in Atlanta. And they would literally, them and their parents, come and sit in my office, write me a check, and get set up in this program because their kid had potential. So I shared that because that's all work experience that, of course, went on my resume, and it helped me to stand out as a future life coach. Like I said, I wasn't certified at the time yet as a coach. But as I got closer to my certification journey, having had this work experience, I was able to stand out to people like CASA. For our Black Christian women who we certify today, you're able to stand out as a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority. That's five minorities. Let me tell you why. You're Black. Gotta show my nail polish because I like it. You're a woman. You're Christian. You're entrepreneurial. And you're a certified life coach, like you're on your way. So these are five characteristics that when people are looking to hire like an executive coach for a corporate culture of diversity and inclusion in the workplace, then you would stand out as one of those coaches based on your work experience, based on your background. So number one was all about life experience. Number two was all about work experience. Now let's talk about number three. Hey, LaRonda, y'all say hey when you come in and share this broadcast with anyone who you know is interested in becoming a professionally trained, skilled Black woman Christian certified life coach. They too may be interested in the pre-certification training we got coming up. And you got to be a part of our futureblacklifecoaches.com group to get the details and sign up to join us for only $97 early bird pricing. Okay. So number three on our list. Hey, Shola. Is coaching skills. So for those of you who are wondering, do I really need to be certified? Can't my been through qualify me alone? Can't my story, you know, can't my struggle be enough training as a coach? The answer is no. Not if you want to stand out as a coach. Because what people are looking for when they hire coaches is, can you coach? Can you get them from where they are to where they want to be? And then when they send people to you, can you repeat that process without skipping a beat? Like, it's so systemized. You know what to ask, when to ask it. Like, every time I tell my story about going from homeless to homeowner, I know exactly that part of my training, my teaching, my coaching, my story sharing, where people's heads are going to go like, oh, what? Oh. Like, it's an audible, you know, when the crowd makes a noise together, they sing like a choir at every point of my coaching process. And that's because it's repeatable. I'm a very skilled coach, and I train very skilled coaches. And so we know what we're doing, and our skills stand out. Now, without certification, a lot of people get what's called imposter syndrome. And they're wondering, you know, am I doing this right? Are they going to come back? Are they really going to pay me? Where am I going to find other coaching clients? Can I really do this full time? Can I really quit my job and replace my income? Oh, what do I know? I'm just fill in the blank. No, ma'am. When you are qualified, when you're called, when you're anointed, when you're appointed for such a time as this, you're also piggybacking, adding to, supplementing your coaching skills that come from coach training. And it's bigger than just reading a book, listening to a podcast, or taking one course. It's all a part of expounding on those skills with more education, including having your own coach who can bring more out of you as you help your coaching clients do the same thing. Are there any questions so far? We're on number 3 of 5 reasons to become a Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach, but also reasons that we get hired as Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches. So number 1 was life experience, number 2 was work experience, and number 3 was coaching skills. And then number 4 is your education, because a lot of you that I get a privilege of talking to, and the feeling is mutual, y'all are so smart. I should say we are so smart. Like, we come with degrees, educational backgrounds. We have knowledge and skills. We have read books and completed other courses and certifications and trainings. We got some trainings and courses ourselves. We're just highly educated as Black women. Hey, Francesca. And so that's why I'm doing the pre-certification training coming up soon in our future blacklifecoaches.com Facebook group. Now, it won't be in the group, but that's where the details for you to sign up for only $97 for our early bird pricing is going to be. Well, it already is there. I probably tagged you in the post this morning, early this morning. I was up early before the sun, okay? Because I'm so excited about this training, because you guys are educated. But one thing that your education, even if you have a background in like social work or psychology or therapy or counseling, or you're some type of other practitioner or clinician, if you've never been a successful life coach, you only have the skills that you show up to training with. Because coaching, I'm going to put it like I just read it in the book. Coaching is one part of your job, but then marketing is the next part of your job. So while you may have the skill of coaching, you still have to get out and tell people who you are, what you do, and show them how you do it on platforms like this, on other platforms as well. But many people are afraid to go out and network or get on camera or give out a business card or do like me, have 600 conversations every time you get your hands on. Like, you got this powerful tool to reach out to people who are specifically interested in what you do. Most people are not willing to do the work to gather those people and reach out. And it takes more than just spamming people in their inbox. No, it's about relationship building, conversation. Your education before certification did not prepare you for this. But I share it in my training, and we're going to dive deep into it in the pre-certification training coming up soon, because it's needed. Like, you need to know how to take your life experience, your work experience, your coaching skills, combine it with your education. Because you are smart, people are going to admire that. Like, you would not believe, even in my local community, when people hear Dr. AJ Austin, like, they straighten up, their eyes light up, and they're like, and it's more of a respect thing. They put some respect on it, okay? So your education is going to get you respect, but when they see that you're a certified life coach, as a Black woman, Christian certified life coach, you stand out even more. Yes, even in the corporate arena. That's if you want to. People get certified for personal and professional reasons. So personal reasons, or becoming like a more personal coach, which is what I was certified in back in 2013. We can take anybody that's wherever they are right now and help them discover their life purpose and get on the right track to accomplishing the goals they say. That's the basic foundational principle of any certified life coach. Like, you should be able to do that from all eight areas of life, right? And if you don't know what those eight areas are, you should definitely meet me in our pre-certification training coming up. So make sure at futureblacklifecoaches.com that you're getting signed up. I also, let's see, is Facebook going to cooperate? Because I can also drop the link here if you want to go ahead and skip the line and register. Because we are only at this time looking for one coach per state. And that's so like, ooh, am I going to be the coach for my state? So what I did was created a quick PayPal link. If you want to come join us, get the $97 early bird special, then head over to paypal.me/AJA/97. It is now officially posted in our comments here on Facebook. I'm going to see if they'll let me pin it. And there we go. You can click it, you can copy it, and you can paste it. Francesca, I hope you join us. I just seen your name on some list I was looking at, and I was like, okay, I keep seeing her name pop up. Jesus, what is just saying, Lord? And I ain't just saying that because you're here, but seeing your name again, I was like, okay, it's something is happening in the spirit, and I'm for it. So hop on over to paypal.me/AJA/97. We have coaches all over the world. And when they call my office, they are like, do you got a coach in Canada yet? Do you got a coach in Africa yet? Believe it or not, we got some people in Kenya, Australia, Austria, the Cayman Islands, of course, the Northern United States. But we are also in our second phase of the women that we have trained. So we have 185 right now. And we're like resetting for one coach representing different regions. Because I need to be able to tell the person who reaches out to me looking for a coach that you're down the street from them, which is another way to stand out as a coach. People love knowing that I'm in Atlanta. They love, I don't know why. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I can coach you from wherever, but knowing that we're like breathing the same air, they go crazy. Like, oh my gosh, I'm in Atlanta too. Or I live in South Georgia. Or I flew through Atlanta yesterday. Like, they really want that connection. So knowing they have a coach in their area is one reason and one way that you'll stand out as a Black woman Christian certified life coach. So make sure you head over to paypal.me/AJA/97, claim your spot for your state. And we may even have to like get more granular with, okay, not just for your state, but like just categories. We only need one life coach. We only need one relationship coach. We only need one. There are 88 different specializations as a coach I give you in our training. And so, we're starting out with states, but if I need to get, you know, specific, if God says hone in on that thing, some of y'all going to really be excluded because it's just moving slow. Okay, so go snatch up that spot because your location, your education, combining that with a certification, your work experience, your life experience, and having those skills that allow you to, yes, pay the bills, but also stand out in the coaching industry. Girl, that brings us to number 5 of 5 reasons to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach and why people hire you as a coach. And that is all based on what we just talked about, your coach specialization. Now, your coach specialization, yes, it starts out as you are a certified life coach. Let me break down my training process. So yeah, you get trained as a certified life coach and you already come with that extra stank on it. You know, you got a degree, you got your work experience, you got your life experience, you're a Black woman, you Christian, you're certified now. And so now you're like, okay, I'm a certified life coach, but I really love what I've been through and what God brought me out of. So if I had to look through my story, here's one area that I was specializing in. Let me tell you what that looks like. So for me, and I just introduced another coach to this, actually the coach who got me into coaching as heavy as I am right now. She just told me about a one-day training opportunity. I went, no, it was a two-day training back then. I went, fell in love with it, and been in love ever since. So I told her, okay, think about it this way. The things that we've been through in our life is going to attract people who look like us. not just Black, but there are also people who can resonate with our story. For me, I'm the eldest and only girl out of my mother's three children. Of course, the Black, of course, being Christian, but even within the Christian community, I'm non-denominational. So, you know, we can get with Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopal. Like, we can go through the alphabets of Christianity and still get the word of God that we need in the moment. Hallelujah. Some amen. Somebody. All right. So I share that because it opens you up for what you're able to do. I also attract other only girls or oldest girls in their family. I attract people who have been divorced because I've been married and divorced. I attract people who want to put their stories in a book because I've done it 16 times. We got, she on the flow, y'all, ready to be remixed. By the way, I am currently literally rewriting this book. She came out maybe about a year or so ago, but we got so much juicy goodness to add to it. You guys are going to get a pre-advance copy of the new book that comes with your registration in the pre-certification training. So check out that PayPal link, paypal.me/AJA/97. Y'all going to get some insight. I'm so excited about this class, writing this new portion of the book, adding to it, and showing you guys what you're able to do with the power of your been through. Okay, look at them. Look at bars. Hashtag bars. Let me get something to drink real quick. Hold on. So I share that because you're going to take your story. You're going to take, you know, whatever you've been through. I've been through the death of my mom that happened on the same day my divorce became final. So I attract people who have also lost their mom. We said homelessness, divorce. I've been downsized from corporate careers, so we can relate to that. We talked about the death piece. I've dealt with depression, which is no joke, and not really talked about a lot in the church house, but I've always been told my ministry is beyond the four walls of the church. So we can talk about depression. So I get it. I can tell you, okay, sis, let me tell you when I felt depressed, found out my iron was low because I'm anemic, and when they put me back on my iron pills, I had the energy. But yes, it was true depression. Like, my doctor looked at me and she was like, you're not okay. Let me, and just went on a roll. She didn't even ask no questions. She just like, let me get you right. So this was when I was transitioning to a new doctor. So I share that because those are personal things that come into what Thomas Leonard, he is considered the father of life coaching. He talks about that a lot. Self-care, where we got to be in a good place as coaches in order to go out and help our clients. And so when you take what you've been through and how you've overcome it, then you can apply that to your coaching, and it's going to attract people like, look, Francesca's like, girl, me too, because you're resonating with the parts of my story that I share, and you're going to be able to do that with your coaching clients as well. And I remember when I was a new trainer of coaches, I had been invited on a training team here in Atlanta, and one lady came to a class that I was not even planning on teaching, but I was invited on the stage for the marketing piece, because I told y'all, marketing is part two of what you do as a coach. And they said, Coach AJ, that's when I was coached by, back then. But, you know, future Dr. AJ Austin was still within me. Uh-huh. So they said, well, do I have to change who I am? Her name was Robin. So Robin raised her hand and all this. She's like, do I have to change, like, my personality? I was like, okay, first of all, that's impossible. You're going to always be who you are. She had short hair like me. It was blonde. I was like, we can't change our swag, sis. Like, you would be wrong to go put on a wig and try to be just somebody. You know, child, let's rock this look. Let's be the type A personalities that we are, and let's attract those people who say, thank you. I needed your structure, your organization, your order to kick me in the butt and get me in line. People have hired me because they know I don't play. They have told me they wrote me their checks because they knew I would not allow them to give me excuses. My last one-on-one client, which was a man. I love that I have male clients because they're like, well, we know you ain't going to let us in the training because you at least be up. Like, I have been threatened. Don't lead a man out. But you teach is universal. We need you too. And they write the check, so I coach them. So one of my male clients, who's doing very well here in Atlanta, he said, I asked him, you know, well, what's keeping you going through these sessions when I'm not literally in your ear on the phone? And he's like, I don't want to disappoint you. I was like, what? His name was Ray. And I was like, really, Ray? And he said, that is why I hired you, to say, come on, Ray, you got this. And those are literally my words. Like, he's like, I've been watching your journey on LinkedIn. I've been watching your success. I've been watching the coaches that you train. How much? And where do I send the money? And he paid. Even when it came to the payment, he was like, "Woo, your prices." I was like, "Boy, that's motivation. Go ahead. Here's the link." And he's straightened up and got the payments in. So people will hire you for what you're able to do, but it all comes from your story, which creates your style as a coach. And that gets into your coaching specialization. And then surprisingly, you can find other trainings to help you hone in on that specialization. You know, there are organizations created just for some part of your story. People who have dealt with domestic violence, there are domestic violence survivor organizations. People who have lost their moms, there are even programs for young women who have lost moms. So little bitty pieces of your story is going to reveal itself in your coaching style. And that gets into your specialization as a coach. So some people come train with me, they want to just work with youth. Because maybe, like me, they had a toxic relationship with their mom, or they didn't have a mother figure growing up, or they've been in trouble, so now they need to get on the right path and learn basic life skills that they missed because they were in trouble, you know? So it's some place that you've been through in your life that people are going to literally hire you for. They're going to write you checks to get them in line in their life as their life coach. But you got to first decide what part of your story are you going to share. What part are you going to specialize in? Are you going to just leave it generic and wonder, will I ever stand out? Nope, not until you tell people how you stand out, what you've been through with your education, your life experience, your work experience, your coaching skills, and now your coach training. Y'all got it? Any questions? And who is joining us for the pre-certification? I am so excited, y'all. Like, so excited. paypal.me/AJA/97 is how to claim your spot in your territory, your region. Y'all always saying enlarge my territory. Well, start in Tennessee, Francesco. I'm just saying, I had to start in Georgia, not just Georgia, Douglasville, Georgia, which is like this, with my nail. Y'all see how much nail I don't have? That's how big it is on the Georgia map. So I started in my local hometown and took over. I knew I had made it in my hometown when I could pack out every event that I was invited to speak at. Like, people would stand on walls. They would fill up our little small office parks. They would fill up church. Like, I was like, I am somebody. And then I was ready to conquer our capital, Atlanta, Georgia. And now I'm here flourishing globally, okay? One of our coaches just got their first invitation to speak in France. Parlez-vous français? I don't speak French, so I couldn't. Well, maybe with a translator, but. Listen, the opportunities are endless when you open yourself up for what type of coach you want to be, making sure you call for it. And that's what we're going to walk through in the pre-certification. We're going to assess where you are. Like, do you even really want this, sis? Like, what are you going to do to find your clients? Have you thought through the vision God gave you? You know, we're going to dive into some fun stuff during the training, okay? She says, yes, honey, you are somebody. Girl. So it took me seeing that in other people. And let me give y'all a bonus real quick, because we talked about your life experience, your work experience, your coaching skills, your education, and your coach specialization training. Bonus number six was tip number six, but it's a bonus. This goes into those of you who still feel like, well, I don't know enough. I don't know if I'm ready. You know, we can't go there because that takes me down a path. It's hard for me to come back from. As a bonus, people will hire you based on your values. Francesca says, love you. Girl, you love my Christian values, that I can still be a crazy Christian and a gospel gangster. Try Jesus, not me. Like, yes, we got a rap playlist for people who go through my training. And then on the next track, we're going to shout and speak in tongues with my Bishop William H. Murphy III here in Atlanta, Georgia. Like, that's how I do it. But I value Christianity. I value the beliefs. Today in one of the coach trainings that I'm in, it asked, I was not expecting this in this training, but it asked in one of our activities what our spiritual and religious beliefs were and how do we practice it daily. I was so excited to answer that question. I didn't realize it, but I have had people in my past say, I won an award at my last church. Now, I'm going to be real with y'all. We black, right? We black. You know how we got to look around and see. We the only black people? Okay, we the only black people here that I know. I went to a white church for 5 years. They loved me. And they told me, because I can speak right. You know white people don't care. You speak so eloquently. I'm like, I didn't need to know that, because I already knew that. But Who are you trying to convince me of you? And we had those conversations. They liked that part of me because I was real. But they also liked that I was educated. They liked that I was an entrepreneur. My first lady, which she didn't want to be called first lady, but we know in a black church we call you first lady. So my first lady bought one of my books. And so when they found out who I really was, I won an award because they say, number one, they gave me the champagne award. I wish I had it to show y'all. And I was like, what's this? They said, because your personality is so bubbly. And so my bubbly champagne personality said, well, what a bottle of champagne to go with this award? Because that would have just solidified the deal. And everybody just started laughing. But that's my personality. And they knew that. They love AJ for that. Then I got another award for having, they gave me Starburst. And the weirdest part, you know, they used to make Starburst with the little jellies in the middle. And they said, we're giving you this award because you ooze Jesus. And I have never forgot that. Like, I cut that little piece out of my award and posted it on my... I was like, that is the nicest thing anybody has ever told me, that I ooze Jesus. Only a white person could say that and get away with it. And it makes sense at a white church. But it made sense. Thank you, Michelle. She knows who she is. So, I share that because that's what people are going to connect with you as well. Your values. They're also going to connect with things like your volunteer experience. So, at this church, I loved volunteering. Like, so much so that when I would show up to volunteer for events and they would do mad, you know, white people go big. You know, black people, we got the building fund, honey. White people, I watched them. I used to go to their budget meetings. $2 million was in the budget. And they were looking for ways to spend the money. Like, they let us see the numbers on the offering slips, y'all. To where your tithes and offering. Girl, I was happily paying my tithes and offering to them. I saw the church grow. I saw where the money went. I saw them make the money and I saw them invest it back into their people. So when I would volunteer, I would show up. I'm getting chills thinking about it. That's why I stayed for 5 years. And I probably would have eventually went back, but I moved to Atlanta and I love y'all, but I ain't driving that far. Bye. I see y'all online. How you doing? But I share that because I would be like, I get to volunteer. And they would let you volunteer without being a member of the church. Because I fought joining for a long time. But it took other colleagues to be like, you are in love with your church. We don't see what the problem is. Why you ain't joined yet? So I went on and joined for Jesus. But that volunteering that matched my Christian values, that didn't matter about, like, race wasn't a thing for me until one of them brought it up. I'm like, I know you white. You know I'm black. Why we got to talk about it? As long as you don't cross no barriers, we good, sis. But when the barriers got crossed, you know, they eventually do. Then we just had to stay saved and go on and praise the Lord elsewhere. But I'm sharing that because it brought out something in me. Like my favorite memory being there, we did 40 days of prayer. Every day for 40 days, we would wake up. I would get up about 6 o'clock. God would always tell me, wash your face. Like, you know how in the Bible when it says that when he calls you to fast, not you, but God. When God calls you to do a fast, you don't let people know you're fasting. So I would be demanded to get up, wash my face, comb my hair, put on makeup, jewelry, put on clothes. And we all, as a community, well, those of us who could, would get up and meet at the church house for 40 days at 8 in the morning and pray. So, you know, teeth had to be brushed too because you're going to be talking. People sitting close. But my favorite part was when I would get to pray. I had never heard myself pray out loud in front of people so passionately. Not for the sake of just saying big words. I didn't need a microphone. All I needed was his presence. And afterwards, they would come up to me and be like, oh my God. Like they sold me on the power of my prayer. Now, I knew it and Jesus knew it in the prayer closets. We didn't cut some people out in there and been like, get them, Jesus. But these white people heard me pray and brought out a whole new level of respect that I gained for my Christian values. That's now one of the biggest things that stand out for me as a coach. My coaches that I train know we cannot start a training. We have elders that get on and be like, Dr. Adrian, did we pray yet? Because they know the power of prayer. My prayer, their prayer, our prayers, because where two or three are gathered. Come on, somebody. And now you can stand out as a Black woman Christian certified life coach because it's expected. Like, okay, she prays, which means she reads her words. And so that's what I was blessed to share today with the coach training activity that I was doing that asked me about my spiritual practices. I was like, ooh, okay. So for me, that looks like I read my word. I talk to God. I do internal dialogue and meditation. I look for signs and wonders and visions and dreams. I got my Bible app. We reading scriptures and memorizing them every day. I got Bible cards. I got journal, like so many ways that I practice my religion. That's now a literal selling point for why people pay me money. That's a bonus. That's your value, your volunteer experience. Cause I know many of you guys are ministers, you're elders, you're youth workers. You come with your collars and your callings, and coaching just helps bring it out more. Cause we already know who you are. And I had to confess that to a recent coach. That's the biggest frustrating part of being a Master Life Coach certification trainer for Black women of faith for me, is that I talk to you guys before and you can't see your after. So I'm fighting with you before. I'm talking to your fears of, I don't know, one day, first I gotta go sweep the front porch. Next, I gotta cook some collard greens. I don't know. The kids need this, but your kids are 45. We the same age. I'm 41. So your kids older than me, but younger than you, of course. So every excuse under the sun. So much so I got a list. I put it in some future lives. I did a live on this not too long ago. I reached out to, we have 600 members in our Future Black Life Coaches Facebook group. And I wrote down all the excuses that people have given me for why they're not certified yet. And y'all would not believe what y'all be saying. And it sound good to you. But to me, I'd be like, child, that's just feel. But we can't argue in a text message. I'm about to go take a nap. I'll see you next time. Then you peek back on one of my lives. Or you wait on a replay so I can't see that you're watching. I know you still watching and lurking, girl. You are a lurker of luxury, honey. Because you ain't going to get this experience nowhere else. So welcome, sis. I see you looking what you're looking, self. So come on and join us in the pre-certification training. Check out paypal.me/AJA/97. That is the early bird pricing. This training is going to be so good. I am so excited for it because it is going to introduce you to you. Okay, Francesca said, stop calling me out. You probably, I didn't write y'all's names down, but I sure wrote down them excuses. So go look at our message, what you told. It's on my list. I told my other mentor about it. He was like, oh, these, you need to teach them on these. You need. He tried to make me create a whole new training about how y'all done lied about why y'all ain't. Listen here. So at this point, every day for the last few days, I have been in your inboxes, in your email inboxes, in our private Facebook group. I have been doing these lives. I have been doing trainings. I have been planning future trainings. We have price points from free like this. The pre-certification is $97. We got our podcast, our YouTube, we got books, all the way to getting certified. There is literally no excuse under the sun left for why you haven't done what God has called you to do. It ain't money, because as a Black woman, when we want anything, it happens. Mm-hmm. That's the word of God, though. He tells us that. When we delight ourselves in Him, He'll give us the desires of our heart. So He knows what we want. And we make it happen for everything else. But this book, it's over on my bed. But it's so good. And I love it because it's from other top level coaches. And they're like literally addressing everything that I tell y'all every time I go live about how it ain't about the money. You scared of what it looks like on the other side of, oh my gosh, what if I can do this? Oh my gosh, what if someone pays me $4,500 just to sit on the phone with them and listen? Oh my gosh, what if this does pay my bills and I can finally tell people I coach full time? What will they think? I'm coming down your lane, but not today, child. I just woke up from a nap. We ain't got time. I ain't even gonna make time for that. Good. So I appreciate y'all being here with me. Are there any questions with anything that I've said? We talked about the five reasons. You ready to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach and the five reasons people hire coaches. We started out talking about your life experience, your work education, your coaching skills, your work education, life experience, work experience, coaching skills, education, specialization with your coaching and your training, and then the bonus, your values and volunteering and your experience in that. Any questions before I go, or what was your one takeaway? Since I was calling you out, what was your one takeaway from today? And I'm looking forward to whoever is going to represent your state. We might get down to cities, we might get down to categories, who knows? But paypal.me/AJA/97 is where to sign up to come join us for our pre-certification. All the details will be given and delivered to your inbox. So just go sign up. I got you on the rest, especially if you are already a member in our Christian coaching community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. Oh, okay. Francesca said her takeaways, I need to make a move. Well, when are you going to do it, daughter? Are you ready? Well, I ain't going to ask you if you're ready. I'm going to stop asking y'all that. Because y'all swear y'all ready, but ready look like just talking about it to some people. I ain't saying you. I'm just saying the conversations I've been having. I'm just saying your sister coaches, okay? Everybody done told me one thing or another. Oh, that's all I got. I am going now. I have a coaching colleague in my inbox. I don't know why. She goes hours without us talking. And then as soon as I go live, she is in my inbox ready to chat. I think she'll be seeing that I'm live. You see that, Janelle? I know you looking. Anyway, that's all I got. Thank y'all for joining me. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, as our prophet Les Brown says. Until we meet again, my friends, remember, there's someone somewhere there waiting on you, Francesca, to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine, you're giving others permission to do the same. And when you impact just one life, child, you impact generations. Take one of those reasons out of five we talked about today. Head over to paypal.me/AJA/97 and make that the reason that you come join us and claim your spot today. We ain't holding no spots. Don't ask me if your state being representative. You'll know if that link don't work no more. Okay? And don't be going to check just to check me nose. I can see that too. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm out. I'm Dr. AJ Austin. Thank you for hanging in there. I forgot we were on Clubhouse. I'm just talking. Let me go stop this recording. And I'll see y'all soon. God bless. Bye, y'all.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.